Well, it's been quite a journey for a candidate who got booted off the primary ballot, was going to fold his tent and walk away, and then was urged to mount a write-in campaign. He swept the primary, and today he is the new mayor-elect of Detroit. Mike Duggan to become Detroit's first white mayor in 40 years, beating Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has covered the Duggan campaign, and she was at the victory party last night. So, Sarah, what did the mayor-elect have to say?
The message that we heard from Mike Duggan was that basically one of unity, and that he has built up really quite an impressive group of grassroots collaborators in the clergy, in various neighborhood organizations, and that's something that he's going to continue to use going forward, and that he's said, as he said before, that this is a new Detroit where it doesn't matter if you're black, brown, or white, it doesn't matter if you're gay or straight, that this is a Detroit that should be for everyone.
So what did you hear from supporters at his party, Sarah? Do you think there are now enough Detroiters willing to stop thinking of things as white or black and move towards who or what works best for the city?
Well, I think certainly amongst his supporters, that is the case. It is pretty noticeable in some ways that the people who supported him are obviously a substantial number of people in the city of Detroit, but also throughout Metro Detroit, throughout the business community, throughout any number of groups throughout Metro Detroit. So it's he is kind of a character that not only breaks the racial divide, but also sort of this divide that had been set up between Detroit and the suburbs, the sort of 8-mile dividing line. So
right.
Apparently enough Detroiters at this point are willing to sort of forego that mindset and embrace this new reality that he represents.
And of course, here we have a newly elected mayor taking power in a city with an emergency manager who has certainly been running the show. What did Mike Duggan say about how he plans to work with Kevin Orr and, of course, in turn, Governor Snyder?
Well, all along, Mike Duggan has said, I oppose the emergency manager, but at the same time, he's here, this is the law, and I'm going to work with him. And he said, work with him very aggressively and he talked about building relationships with the emergency manager, with Governor Snyder, with legislators in Lansing. So he is going to, even though he will have sort of very little real power to start with, he's going to be starting to build the foundation for moving forward for when Kevin Orr does leave, which will probably be sometime late next year.
And have we had any indication even throughout the campaign or even today from Kevin Orr as to what he sees as his relationship with the mayor-elect?
Well, Kevin Orr did send out a message of congratulations immediately after Duggan was elected last night and said he looks forward to working with him on the continued transformation of Detroit.
Typical, expected.
Yes, pretty generic statement, but did say that he would that Duggan would sit down with his office within the next few days and start sort of trying to figure things out. There's been a lot of talk around town that Kevin Orr has possibly been trying to take on too much in City Hall in terms of taking on not just trying to fix the city's finances and get it into bankruptcy, but also sort of run things on the day-to-day level, which initially he said that he would leave that to the elected officials. That didn't really happen.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see whether he sort of backs off and lets Duggan take much more sort of leadership on those things while he's still around, or whether things will sort of continue as they have been with Kevin Orr really running the whole show.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.